The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Dangerously close to half nine this Thursday morning. 51551 is the text number. Laura Whitmore, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you
today? Nice to talk. You are a UK-based broadcaster and TV presenter. Is that a fair description?
I guess so. You can call me many things. I'll take that.
Call you something else now. Because you have, I don't know if it's a new string to your bow. You've acted before, but this is a project close to your heart. What are you debuting at the Irish Film Festival?
Last year I wrote a little short film, which we made at the beginning of the year. And it's the Irish Film Festival in London this week. It kicked off last night. And I'm going to be screening the short film on Friday.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I get from watching the trailer, because I didn't see the whole thing, but I got the sense that it has a feel of a kind of reality, like Mike Lee, Ken Loach type thing. Would that be fair to say?
I mean, thank you very much for even using those names.
But you know what I mean.
It's kind of based on a little story from lots of people I saw around me. And yeah, it's probably very different to types of things that I've done before and types of shows that I've hosted before, which are probably a little bit more glitzy and glamorous. Mm. So it's quite stripped back. And I made it with an incredible director, Arlene Rose, who I actually met years ago in London, when I first moved to London. And a mutual friend of ours, Robbie Sheen, the great actor, he had just made a film with Arjun, and they were living in Camden just down the road from me. And we always said we'd make something together. We'd all these ideas, and you know yourself, time goes by and we never did it. And then eventually we did it last year. And it's a story of a young mother who, what I've kind of said so far about it is it's kind of just about trying to deal with that pretense that a lot of people feel they have to kind of hold up. And I know for me, I've talked about in the past, coming from, and I'm sure everyone, doesn't matter what you do, you kind of, maybe in Ireland particularly, growing up, you kind of have to pretend to the neighbours everything's okay, when sometimes it's not. Mm. So that's kind of where the idea came from, and I'm kind of the age where a lot of my friends are having families, and sometimes you think you're having the perfect life, but it's not as perfect as you think it might be. So it kind of came from lots of different ideas, and just kind of holding maybe a mirror just up to society and what we do, kind of putting pressure on each other for this perfect life that doesn't exist.
Yeah, absolutely. We call it online. You play a young mother called Claire. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Claire, I'm not going to tell you, I give away too much about it. So Claire is, she's a young mother. It's new. Life's new. And she kind of wants to do it all by herself. There's people there that want to help, but she doesn't want their help. And I think there's certain elements that some might think Claire is crazy, but she's definitely not. She's just dealing with life in the only way that she knows how.
And is it a project that was very close to your heart? I mean, in the sense that, was this something you were trumpeting about? I don't mean that in an arrogant way, but were you... Or was it something that you kind of wanted to work Beaver Way quietly at?
I kind of didn't want to show anyone, if I'm honest.
Why not?
Because it's a passion project. It was very vulnerable. I think when you host TV shows, even though you're being yourself, you kind of have the makeup and the glitz and the glam. And I think for this, even though I'm playing a character, you kind of have to lose yourself a little bit in it and show vulnerability. And sometimes it's scary to show vulnerability in this world because people are ready to jump on you. So I kind of did it in my head thinking no one would see it, which made it easier.
Good. Even though you knew in a sort of parallel universe that, of course, it was going to be seen. It's a film. It's going into film festivals. But for you to relax and give to it, you had to pretend.
I didn't know it would be accepted anywhere.
Oh, so, right, okay. You weren't ambitious for it.
No, it's the first kind of project we did this way. I've acted before, and I've done theatre and bits and pieces in other shows, but this was something very different. So we kind of wanted to do it ourselves. And the fact that it was a small production safe team, and everyone who worked on that team were kind of in it together. We weren't doing it for the big, it's not big budget.
Sure.
We were doing it for our passion and because we believed in it.
And you,
so it's different.
Have you sat in at screenings with people, human people?
We have our first proper London premiere tomorrow, so that'll be weird.
Well, but you'll sit in with it. You won't be hiding in the
Maybe I will be hiding in the loo, I don't know. See how I feel tomorrow.
Yeah, good. The Irish ambassador Adrian O'Neill had an event there at the embassy. He's very good with the kind of cultural, keeping an eye on the cultural activities of the Irish in the UK. And did you get an award there?
Yeah, we had the awards drawn last week. I won an award, the Ross Hubbard Award, which was a bit mad, to be honest with you, because you look at people who won it before. Sarah Green won it last year for Rosie, which she was incredible in, and the lads from Young Offenders the year before. And I wasn't expecting that, to be honest. But it was just great to kind of meet everyone there too. This is a room full of creatives, and I think living away from Ireland as well, there's so many Irish directors and writers and actors who are away from Ireland, just kind of had that community no matter where you are in the world. It's me.
Okay, well, look, we'll leave it there. Laura, thank you so much for talking to us. Congratulations on the movie, Stive. And sorry, the line was just disappearing on us there, so I didn't mean to cut her off shortly, but there's nothing worse. Well, there are worse things, but just not on the radio. Laura Whitmore, thank you to her. Stive is the name of the film, and we wish her well with that. She's a good egg, and it's nice for her as well, because you associate her with, as she said, shiny floor and glamour, and then to do something completely different. It's challenging and it's exciting, and we wish her well in all of those endeavours. Because we'll be going to London again in a few minutes' time with a very different story. A artistic-minded story, but a very different story entirely. At 9:35, we'll take another break.